umthetho obunga ukhanya uyenzelwe kulabo ababusayo, kwenzela ukuthi bengakhangelwa nguZulu, bengakhangelwa ngeso likaZulu. Ukuthi labo bazama ukuveza izinto ezimbi abazenzayo bese kuthiwa hayi siyakubopha sikufake ejele ukulobeleni kulokho. Lokho ke siyakuthakazelela. Ngithi ngamafitshane lesi sinqumo seConcord sibuye ngemva kokubana iConcord yona leyo ike yathi ngo-2014 yathi yona umthetho lo ye yona nxa isithi iyawuhlaziya asomthetho opromota ilungelo likaZulu, kodwa ithe isikutsho lokhu isithi yena isebenzisa isisekelo sombuso esidala esithi Lancaster's Constitution. Yikho kwenze ukuthi thina sihambe ecourt siye ukuthi hayi, uma lisithi umthetho lo uvele awuhlali kuhle kuloZulu, awenzi ukuthi uZulu athakazelele ama-rights abo, lisebenzisa iLancaster's Constitution, yona iConstitution yevele esasiyisola kakhulu thina umphakathi weZimbabwe. Angeke lo mthetho uvunyelwe kuconstitution entsha, iconstitution yona esisekelo sombuso epha uZulu ama human rights ambalwa ukwedlula iLancaster's Constitution.
Kungaba kujabulisa ngempela mnumzana Ngwenya ukuba nalo umthetho usuyesuliwe, kodwa isakhona eminye imthetho ehlukuluza intatheli zindaba efana lePhosa kanye leAIPA. Lenzani ngalimthetho?
Ukuthakazelela lokhu akutsho ukuthi sesithakazelele ukuthi intatheli izindaba sezikhululekile kuleli lizwe. Sithakazelela ngoba sikubona nje kungesinye yesitina yezitina eziningi okumele siziyakhe ukwenzela ukuthi sibumbe indawo yentatheli izindaba eqinileyo esingathi ngesikhiwa yi-building block towards total liberation of the media space. So sikutsho lokhu sithi nje ngokunye kwalokho okuningi okusamele kwenziwe. Siyazi ukuthi enyakeni emlutshwane edlulileyo bese kuvamile ukuthi laba ababusayo bengabona ngathi hayi sebevezwe izintatheli izindaba behle bethumela amapholisa bethi criminal defamation.